This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Drake May.
That's the tweet.
14 wins. He's got an interesting nickname. Second season. He is growing so quickly in terms of popularity.
How quickly is he growing?
I think you're talking about a top five most popular player in the making.
Well, who is the most popular? All right, that's a fair question. Who is the most popular player in the NFL right now?
Josh Allen.
I don't know.
Well, give me an option.
It might be Drake May.
I don't know about that. It feels a little quick, but he's on that track. And why I say that, and I know we get in trouble when we start to talk about like age and race and different things, but that plays a factor in overall popularity, I do believe. Like it, you can be really big with one group, but if you don't resonate with the other, then you're not the most popular. And I think Josh Allen has a ability to sort of cross race, religion, age. Grandmas love him. Young kids love him. He's cool. He's, you know, that whole thing. And I think Drake May has that. And it also hit me, the little pregame hug and a little peck on the cheek or whatever it was with Ann Michael. She helps him. I said this to you last night.
Is she the sneaky secret sauce behind the Drake?
Yes, a little bit. Because I think she brings credibility to who he is. You know, you like to call him the grandpa, and he's boring, and he's this, and he's that, and he's deferential, and he's wise beyond his years.
He told us that he was a grandpa.
But she makes it more believable because you're like, oh, yeah, I see it. Like, if he was trying to sell us on who he is and was dating Cardi B, you'd be like, something here doesn't really align
Drake
properly.
May and Dua Lipa. How did this power couple come to be?
But when you see high school sweetheart or middle school sweetheart and they're married and they're doing bake miss and Will's over for the cinnamon rolls on Christmas, the whole package is so believable and it's so likable. And it's that reality of if you're 19 years old right now, he's cool. He's really cool, right?
To be 19 again.
You're not. He's really cool. But guess what? If you're 76... Oh, I love that Drake May. There's just something about him. He's so precious. And that wife of his, I could just eat her up like that. Everybody loves it.
Or how about even just, you know what Drake May does? Win. He's
fun
to watch.
Well, yeah, you got to win.
I mean, I yesterday...
But lots of people win. Caleb Williams wins. Is he popular?
Not like... Yes.
Not
in
like,
Chicago,
not
he
like
is now.
No.
I'm he's not Drake
national.
May.
I'm talking.
No, he's got the whole. He is the whole package going on right now.
Because Caleb Williams has. That's the guy with the fingernails, or that's the guy that cried on his mom's shoulder, or that's the guy whose dad wanted to change tax
laws.
Well,
that's outside.
And this
Do you
that.
Think outside? Okay, but all right. So let's take.
What's the most unlikable part of Drake May?
That he plays for the Patriots.
If that's all you got, then.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, let's try to actually do something people around here forget to do sometimes, which is look at it through without the glasses of 495. Like, as I said, like be outside of 495. Drake may not be as beloved because there's probably people shaking angry fists and waving pitchforks like, ugh, Mr. Squeaky Clean quarterback for the Patriots. It's not fair. They had Tom Brady and they had to go 4 or 5 whole years without getting another franchise quarterback and, his wife is a TikTok baking star. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think that's there yet. That comes with the ring. That is with the ring. If they succeed, like say this year they go on this run and they win the Super Bowl, then it's that. Right now it's sort of a tongue-in-cheek, oh, Patriots, did you have to wait 4 years?
People
year?
Are
like,
having fun with it for
yes,
sure, but that fun could
being
turn
fun
to animus real quick.
If Drake May's got the Lombardi trophy held in the air and he's accepting the Super Bowl MVP and all that, that'll stop being like a fun little like joke and it'll be reality. It'll be, oh my God, they are really, the dark side is back.
And did you see yesterday that the new queen of Patriots Nation was out and about and did not like hustle her way into the stadium? Fans asked for photos with Ann Michael May and she took them.
I bet you her husband can throw the ball and catch it too.
Well, he probably could actually.
I bet you he could.
You know what? He's 6'5", 230. He's tough to light up. He told us that.
So is Drake May the MVP?
Yeah, he is.
Like, you think he's going to win the MVP?
No.
I just said, is he the MVP? You said, yeah,
wait, he's my vote. Wait, hold on. No, I'm standing by
vote.
That. But do
is
I believe
he
he's the MVP? Do I believe he deserves MVP?
No,
yes.
I didn't ask you that. Is he the MVP?
He is going to finish second.
Yes, he is. He's absolutely going to finish
Even
second.
Even though right here on the front of ESPN.com right now, I wonder if Ted feels that Bill Barnwell lives in his mom's basement now. He has a very thoughtfully long-form piece. Top NFL season award picks, MVP, top rookies, best coaches, and why Drake May is the clear MVP.
Does Bill Barnwell have a vote?
I don't know, actually.
I don't believe he does.
He should.
So
can we get him one?
It's great that Fitzy says, yeah, he's the MVP. It's great that Bill Barnwell says it. Does anybody with an actual vote say that Drake May will be the MVP? Because Tom Brady doesn't have a vote, but what did he say?
Matt Stafford. Achievement Award.
So I love that.
Is that Brady being a little protective of his GOAT status?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think that's Brady being a
member of the club.
And we have the Brady audio.
Is Matthew Stafford your MVP, or do you want to give it to the fellow Patriot, Drake May?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't get a vote. I think what Matthew Stafford's done this season has been absolutely remarkable. 46 touchdowns, that's, you know, for any quarterback, that's a dream season. So he's been spectacular. Drake May, on the other side, has done some incredible things with Josh McDaniels in their first year together. Drake's got a long career ahead. I'm sure he's going to have many opportunities. You know, I would say Matthew Stafford.
I hate that. And Dan Marino thought he was going to go to a bunch of Super Bowls. That's a terrible
this is
argument.
Some really weird, sad booing. Hello?
Okay.
617.
All right. I was waiting for Stiz to respond to the critiques of his audio play there.
That sound drop was...
Sorry, we can't find happier booing for you. We'll work on that.
It's a terrible argument whether you want to say Stafford deserves it for career achievement or the back end of the comment that Drake May will have many more chances. How do we know?
You know what that is? That's that annoying old, like, well, Dan Marino loses this Super Bowl to Joe Montana, but it's only his second season. Don't worry, he'll be back.
Yeah, he went to like 15 more, I think. I think that's how history shows. He went to 15 more Super Bowls.
He went to 15. He just never played it.
Yeah, he brought his Isotoners and then had to pick up his free tickets as
London
a player.
Fog coat. Yeah.
That mentality, like Jaden Daniels was an MVP candidate a year ago. Was he an MVP candidate this year? I don't believe that Jaden Daniels was an MVP candidate. There's lots of MVP candidates that are relatively young. Doesn't mean they're always going to be MVP candidates. If he's the best player, if he's the most valuable player, if he's doing more with less, which I think is a very strong argument for Drake May this year, when he does not have Puka Nacua and he does not have Devontae Adams and the best offensive coach in football and the best defense in football.
Not named Josh McDaniels.
Like, all of those things, you can make a very strong argument for Drake May. The problem is the numbers are just pretty impressive. 46 touchdowns is a lot of touchdowns. And, you know, Matthew Stafford's had a really good year. and he's unfortunately probably going to win the award. Certainly the betting lines changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. Matthew Stafford is now far and away the favorite, and because of that, I panicked and I took my cash out. Sorry, Drake, I had no faith. Speaking of Drake May, we are expecting to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots in the next 5 to 10 minutes or so. Because of that, we're going to break a little bit early. So Drake May is up next, but first Dan Ball has what's trending.
Boomer Esiason joins the Greg Hill Show Mondays at 8. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Patriots concluded the regular season with a 38-10 home win over the Miami Dolphins yesterday afternoon. New England's regular season comes to an end with a record of 14-3. The Pats now have 6 seasons in which they have won at least 14 games, the most of any team in NFL history. Based on the results from around the league this weekend, the Patriots enter the playoffs as the No. 2 seed in the AFC. New England hosts the 7th-seeded Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday night at 8 p.m. at Gillette. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. And as promised, we go right to the guest line for Patriots quarterback Drake May. Drake May on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Windward Mental Health, start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. May, how are we doing this week?
What's going on? How are you doing?
We're doing great. We are very much excited to have a January week where we're preparing for a playoff game. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask you, I asked Marcus Jones, your teammate, co-captain, this earlier. Did you have a chance last night, today, to just sit back, maybe just for a few minutes, and kind of reflect on the season, enjoy that the regular season's over, you got 14 wins, you are the No. 2 seed, or are you just too focused on moving ahead in the Chargers?
Yeah, I think after the locker room, it was a good reflection point to look back on the season and what we've done. And I think it's now kind of into the week where, you know, it's playoff time, so it's time to go.
So, Drake, yesterday I saw in the second half a lot of very meaningful passes were being thrown around the yard yesterday, helping some of your teammates reach incentives, and it seemed to be, obviously there were a lot of reasons to be joyful because you guys were winning and capping off a remarkable season, but seemed like you guys took a lot of joy, you especially, in helping some of your teammates reach those incentives yesterday afternoon. How much did that matter to you?
I think it's a cool part of the game that you know, people that work hard and get rewarded for, you know, kind of bonuses that they hit, and it's a lot of money, and I think at the end of the day it's cool when they're positioned to kind of get things like that at the end of the game where we got it kind of handled and can focus on things like that. And not really, that's really, like I said, my post-game press conference, really the only time I felt like we were a little, you know, this team's selfish at all, try to get some of those guys some extra, you know, things that they deserve and work so hard for.
Drake, you've been very gracious and deferential whenever anybody asks about how well you're playing, MVP, blah, blah, blah. With all due respect, and I think you might agree with this, Ramondre Stevenson might be the best player on the offense over the last 3 weeks or so. How good has he been, and how important can he be as a weapon heading into the postseason?
Yeah, like I said, all year we haven't lost, you know, confidence in Ramondre. He brings it every week. He's all three phases, running the ball, catching the football, pass blocking. He's easy going. He's a great teammate. He's never, you know, gets too high, too low. He's always just, you know, cool, calm, and you know, always got a smile on his face. And he's been a great addition for us this season. I know he's had some, you know, kind of a bounce back from early on in the year, and we never lost out in him, specifically, you know, myself and Coach McDaniels and the guys in the offense really, you know, trusted him, and Coach Vrabel, you know, the whole way.
You know, Drake, you got a lot to be proud of this season. You know, the incredible turnaround from 4-13 last year to 14-3 this year, being in the MVP discussion, being so popular and having the top-selling jersey, having so many, you know, new fans in Patriots Nation trusting you, having faith that things are turned around. So I'm just kind of curious, what do you take the most pride in of all the excellent things that you've earned and that have happened this year?
Yeah, the same thing I said last night. I think 14 wins. I think just you know, trying to be the same each and every week and not change in my preparation or what I do and what I focus on. And from there, just the ability to spread the ball around on offense is always a cool deal when everybody's making plays and everybody's having their moments and having their games and just cares about winning.
Drake May, quarterback, New England Patriots, here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Drake, I'm wondering, because this is your first full season as the starter and your first year with Josh McDaniels, how has your input in game planning or play selection or some of the aspects of the offense and the play calling, how has that evolved over the course of the season? Do you have more say now late in the year than maybe you did early in the year?
I think it's just more trust between me and Coach of what plays I like, what plays I can get out of, and you know, get to plays. And I think just for Coach, just of us being on the same page of when to, you know, knowing the situation and when to be aggressive and when to be just try to move the chains and pick up the first down.
So after a full season with Josh McDaniels, now 2 years in the league and all these starts and a lot of big wins this year, what would you say, which aspect of your game do you believe has improved the most after your sophomore season in the NFL?
I think just playing the position. You know, one thing it comes with leadership, you know, growing as, you know, on the field of knowing situations, just, you know, keep on, you know, trying to, you know, learn as much football as I can, soak in as much knowledge about what situation we're in, what situation, you know, point of the game we're at, and just try to play the position at a high level. And I think just trying to, you know, continue to do that and grow in any aspect I can is something I'm keep on working towards and trying to fine tune things.
Your buddy Will Campbell got back out there yesterday, and then post-game, he had some really interesting comments. He said there's no coach he'd rather play for than Coach Vrabel, and he's having as much fun with this team as he had since high school. And he was told that the NFL wasn't fun, that it was a business. Do you sort of agree with those sentiments? Is there no coach you'd rather play for, and are you having as much fun as maybe you've ever had?
Man, it's been a blast. It's been a blast with Coach Vrabel, and just the way he cares about us, but at the same time has a the respect of all the guys in the locker room and how hard he coaches us and how hard he coaches the players that are, you know, mean the most to the team. And I think that's one of the cool things about him. I feel like he ensures that we all, you know, mean the most to the team, and everybody's got a civic role and a big role in showing up on Sundays and winning games. And I think that's one of the best things he always says. It takes everybody. And I think that came true this year, and it's been huge for us.
Speaking of Will Campbell, your guy Big Country, how did it feel to have your buddy back out there protecting your blind side and involved in the game plan, knocking a little rust off, getting ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, it's great having Big Willie back out there. I told him, you know, I want to get out there in the huddle. You know, good to have you back, Big Willie. Let's go down and score. And we had, you know, three handoffs, and we were in the end zone. So that was, that was pretty cool.
I saw you run a couple times yesterday and end those runs going head first instead of sliding. Was that circumstantial? Was that intentional? Because I'm actually somebody who thinks that can be safer. And Greg Olson brought that up on the broadcast, that the former tight end said that that's what he would teach. He thinks it's safer when quarterbacks go head first because they control where their head goes. Just wondering, was that intentional yesterday? Have you thought about that?
I think it's, you know, we're still protected. And I think the biggest thing is the ball is farther down the field than when I slide, you know, feet first. So that's my trying to get pick up first downs, try to slide head first.
So now that you guys wrap up the regular season, you begin the tournament, you move on to the second stage, into the dance, the postseason. How are you anticipating the intensity to escalate? I'm sure Coach Vrabel addressed that in the locker room with you guys last night. How are you anticipating how much more ferocious, how much more intense things may feel come Sunday night?
Yeah, I think you know, there's a win-or-go-home mentality that the playoffs comes with, and what makes this this sport and the NFL so special and so cool. These playoff moments are high intensity, high pressure, high anticipation, and looking forward to playing at home in Gillette on a night game. It'd be pretty sweet.
Heading into the biggest game of your sports life, and knowing your experiences from the past, how are you going to feel Sunday night? Are you going to be amped up, excited? Is there going to be a little bit of trepidation? Are you a guy that gets a little queasy or nervous before the game? How will you feel Sunday night?
No, I think, you know, the next game has always been the biggest game, and I think, you know, it's definitely heightened, you know, anticipation and pressure, but it's what you prepare and practice for and all these things that, you know, they always say is, you know, preparation and believing in your teammates and just following our agenda that we've had this year will make me feel confident and ready to go.
It sort of looked like it may be the Chargers, the way things were likely to have played out in week 18. So you guys probably have had a gut feeling for a little while now that you may be matching up with them, and that's what's happening Sunday night. Have you had a chance to get to work on them yet? And what do you think overall of the Los Angeles Chargers and what kind of challenge they're going to present?
Yeah, I know, we remember playing them last year. You know, same defensive coordinator, a lot of same players. You know, they're physical, they're good up front. They're good in the back end. They play a lot of zone, and we'll have our hands full with a good opponent coming in here with a, you know, good, great quarterback and a good offense as well.
You mentioned the quarterback. We've done a lot of the Drake May, Josh Allen comparisons, but Justin Herbert's another guy you've been compared to quite a bit. Do you like his game? Do you see that comparison? What are your thoughts on Justin Herbert?
I'm a huge fan of Justin and what he does, you know, year in and year out, and have been a big fan since watching him, you know, back at Oregon. So, you know, he spins the football at a very high level. He can move and make plays, and one of the best things about him, I think, is his personality and just wanting to win and how he, you know, how I see, you know, videos and stuff about him, you know, bonding with his teammates. And, you know, like I said, big fan of his game and look forward to, you know, matching up with him.
Are there any sort of past Patriots or friends, people in the league that you would consider checking in with about, you know, how the game is so different in the playoffs or just picking the brain up for a little advice just to try to gain every competitive advantage you can heading into Sunday night?
Yeah, I think there's some players on our team that played in high playoff scenarios. You know, Coach McDaniels obviously played in a lot of these games and coached in a lot of them. And Coach Vrabel, I mean, what better than Coach Vrabel playing at a high level and our head coach was right there in the building.
How are you feeling at this point in the season, both physically and mentally? Has this felt like a long year? I mean, you've played, you know, 17 football games now. You've taken a bunch of hits. I'm sure you're working really hard, stressed out at times, prepping. How are you feeling mentally and physically as you head to the playoffs?
I'm feeling great. You know, I think it goes by so fast, and to think where we were at, you know, a year ago this time, I was packing up my stuff. So what a time to you know, be playing quarterback for the New England Patriots and look forward to getting a chance to play a home playoff game. That's pretty special, and take advantage of every opportunity I get and don't take for granted what a, you know, opportunity we have.
And what a time for May or May Not.
May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May.
Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May not.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, Drake, you had some interesting comments about college bowl games last week. And this week, the transfer portal is open. So that had me thinking, NIL money and the transfer portal are good for college football, may or may not.
Say it one more time. I lost you a little bit.
NIL money and the transfer portal are good for college football, may or may not.
NIL. I think the transfer portal is, I think it is great for college football for so many kids that get an opportunity to go play somewhere else or get a bigger opportunity. I think there should be a limit on when the portal can be used and cannot. I think they just added a new one, so I'm not really totally sure, but I think transfer portal is a good deal. I think, you know, college athletes getting paid for how much, you know, revenue they're bringing to the school is good for the kids and good for the players. I think it needs to create some type of, you know, cap or something, so all these teams that are, you know, have a fair, you know, even chance, or whether it's tiered or however, for competing in for championships. But I think it's a pretty cool deal what college football is getting to, and it's really prepping these guys for the league that we're in now.
Well, we flipped a page on the calendar. It is a new year, 2026. So we wanted to know, may or may not, wishing Happy New Year to people after the first 4 days of the new year.
Yeah, I think we can, really the whole month of January, I think, is a Happy New Year, I think. And then, you know, after that, I think maybe February starts getting a little out of the ordinary. But I think anytime you see somebody for the first time and in January, I think it's safe.
All right, along those same lines, a lot of people are cutting back on a certain thing. And it's a very polarizing topic. Dry January, may or may not.
I'm following the New Year's resolution. I don't know about dry January. I haven't heard as much as that. I've heard a couple times, but I think the New Year's resolutions, I like those, and seeing how long and whether it's a year or how long you can go.
All right, so continuing on the New Year theme, keeping your Christmas decorations up into mid or late January, may or may not.
It wouldn't be up to me. I think my wife is, I think she's taking them down probably as we speak. So she's doing that. And I think it's pretty, I think as long as there's snow on the ground, it kind of reminds me of the Christmas season. And there's snow on the ground here for a while. So maybe the January and February, March would be a little too long, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so watching the game yesterday, we're starting to see more and more Drake May commercials. There's a financial one where you're pulling ginger snaps out of the oven and various things. So filming commercials, may or may not?
I think may. I think any time that you can you try to do something out of your ordinary or out of your comfort zone, you know, I don't think I'm a great actor and I got a southern drawl, so people can't really understand me great anyway. But if I get out of the comfort zone and have some fun, I think I'm all for it.
So how many takes are there for some of these ads we see? Are they quick? Or you get it done in one take, or does this take a while?
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good. I got a pretty good, you know, memory, and they usually like my charm that I bring to it. So I'm usually pretty quick.
Who's a better actor, you or your left tackle, Will?
Oh, Big Willie. Big Willie's one of a kind. Nothing, no one better.
All right, well, following up on Andy's question to you about filming commercials, you know, a lot of Boston representation in Hollywood from Matt Damon, the Wahlbergs, Ben Affleck, so the idea of taking your talents to Hollywood for TV or movie cameos, may or may not.
Ooh, may not. I think that's a little bit out of my range. I think that is. But no, a lot of respect to those guys. You know, Good Will Hunting, what a movie that is. I know it's Boston based, so some great actors, and I know a lot of Patriots fans, so that's pretty cool.
Not going to see you in the new season of Ted on Hulu?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm a big fan of Ted, too. Those are sweet.
Time now for the quarterback question of the week. Quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This week's question comes from Ted in Taunton. He says he and his family think you are the NFL MVP, but if he asked you to state your case for the award, what would you say your case is to be the NFL MVP?
Cool. I appreciate that, Ted. I think just our team, 14-3, winning the AFC East in a year that a lot of people, you know, would have bet on us not to. I think that's what this league's about, winning. And I think, you know, from there, just, you know, ability to spread the ball around and try to get a lot of teammates involved is what I enjoy to do. I think we did that this year, and looking forward to hosting a home playoff game. So,
all right, Drake, congrats on the regular season. Good luck in the prep this week. And most importantly, good luck on Sunday night against the Chargers.
Sweet. Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
Patriots quarterback and potential NFL MVP Drake May here
deserving.
On a Patriots Monday.
Deserving.
Yeah, he's deserving of the award.
Sweet.
I don't know if we'll get it. I thought that was, he gave us a little bit more from Ted's question there, and he's so good. You know how he works that in? Just
he's
it's like such a simple thing. No, but it's such a simple thing where he goes, appreciate that, Ted.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to the answer. Like, he doesn't need to thank Ted and Taunton for thinking he's the NFL MVP, but it just instantly clicks with him. Like, that's a guy, and this is such a cliche thing. Like,
that's good.
He's raised right, or he's prepped
rearing,
right.
As they would say.
Absolutely.
Like, he was raised. One of the other many reasons, I'll tell you, the likelihood that you'll ever catch Drake May in any sort of headline that is untoward to the organization or puts him, his family, anything resembling Drake May or the Patriots in a bad light, pretty low.
No incident with a chef.
Yeah, he probably doesn't yell about the temperature in the bedroom.
Oh, that took a turn. Yes, Dan Ball.
I mean, because Ann Michael May, the new queen of Patriots Nation, she makes the decisions around that. Like, what they're having for dinner. She cooks. She buys his clothes. She's the one.
Takes down the decorations when she wants. 5th.
She's taking down the Christmas decorations while we're talking to the king.
As she should.
Yeah, and he's happy for her and her little thing that she's
doing.
Oh,
we're not doing that.
We are not doing that. Wow, listen to the finishing school from the other room. You were so, I could hear in your delivery, Dan Ball, you were so excited. You're like, I got a good one.
I had a good one. But in all honesty, every question that you guys asked, either from the quarterback question of the week or Fitzy, when you brought up questions that were coming for your sons, all those questions are, that's a good question.
Yeah.
And that's not a mistake.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. You don't hear like a audible roll your eyes. Oh, they asked a question from a fan or they asked a question from one of their friends or kids or whatever. He gives the respect to the question and is gracious. Like it's genuine or at least it comes off as genuine. I don't know if it truly is. We also did from the 508 get a nickname potentially.
For who?
One Take Drake.
There it is.
If his acting career takes off and we see more commercials, which I'm pretty sure we'll see more commercials.
But he's not going to. But if Matt Damon is like, oh, we're going to put you in this new movie on Amazon Prime Video, he'll pass.
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Andrew in Warwick. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up?
I tell you what, great season from the Patriots. Vrabel, Drake May, and McDaniels, man, they locked it in. It's good to see a good Patriots season once again. I mean, I got sick to my stomach watching N'Keal Harry and Mac Jones for 2 years. That's why I'm a Bills fan now. However, I'll tell you
what. Whoa. Time out. Whoa. I gotta interject here. So, wait, are you a Patriots fan or a Bills fan? Or because the Patriots sucked, you jumped to the Bills?
I could not watch that product anymore, man. It was sickening. Belichick handing off. 3-0. Punt, 3-0. Couldn't do it. I went to Josh Allen. I love the athlete. I love the product because he's a coach. Josh Allen is the coach and the player, dude. That's the difference in the NFL now. You got coaches that coach, and you got quarterbacks like Stafford and freaking Josh. They call the plays, the line of scrimmage. That's the difference.
Okay, Andrew, I want to know. Andrew, do you want to come back into the good graces of Patriots Nation thanks to the work of the Drake Mays of the world and Mike Vrabel?
I'll tell you what, I'll run into a freaking wall for freaking Vrabel, dude. I love Vrabel. I loved him as a player. I love him as a coach.
All right, thanks for the call, Andrew. I feel like love is fleeting. He loves him right now. What if he's, I don't know, 3-14 next year? Feels like he'll be rooting for the Bills again. Or which other hot quarterback is May? That's your Foxborough faithful right there.
Is that here we go. Is this our first you people?
It's a little bit. I mean, as Belichick said, the years weren't all that lean, or whatever thin. That comment, thin.
It wasn't all that thin around
And yes,
here.
There were a couple thin ones of late, but a couple. What would you do if you were a Jets fan, or a Browns fan, or a Cowboys fan?
Drank.
Any of those people. He jumped ship to Josh Allen.
He was
and
so
the Bills.
Spoiled. This is the problem. This is why it's not Titletown. It's Titletown shall remain Green Bay. This is end Titletown. People were so spoiled by the Celtics and the Bruins, but most especially the Red Sox and the Patriots, Brady, Belichick, Kraft, et al., that the second they had to put up with a rebuild, bad coaching, bad play, they jump ship. I understand maybe not wanting to sit through the whole game. Like Andy, for example, a couple years ago, the Cowboys game that was like 38-3 in early 2023, We had a post-game show. Spoiler alert, I don't even think I finished watching that game. I just sat and got ready for the show. I'm sure a lot of Pats fans didn't. That doesn't make you a bad fan.
Buffalo hasn't done that great this year, and they played about the same team. So, pardon the expression, but...
Okay, I agree. But also, boy, did that guy elicit response from every medium we have. The phones are
wow.
ringing. The Twitch chat
I've
said...
I've never seen them. You, they, wow, you
where'd it go? Andrew, logged in for the first time in years to
Andrew
say that was an effing disaster.
Finally got Twitch to agree on something. They all agree on something. This is unbelievable. Nope. There it is. Andy.
That's embarrassing.
Andy Scrumpelstiltskin. Well done, sir. I did the exact same
Maybe
thing.
Maybe it's him. So the text line, 603, Andrew is not a true Pats fan. This guy's a regular Benedict Arnold, says the 978. Hang up on this guy. Hang up on that man immediately. This is the worst type of human being. That feels like a leap.
Now,
he's
see,
not a great
that,
sports
I mean,
fan.
Bandwagon fans, man. What's that say about someone's character?
How about
I
this?
Know.
How about
I don't
this?
Know. You tell me this.
How about this?
Not great, Bob.
How about this in the 603? New Hampshire coming at Andrew Strong, but that's what New Hampshire versus Rhode Island, that's not a fair fight. Coincidentally, Andrew was on his third wife.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Good burn.
That Andrew guy can F off. This guy's a pink hat front runner. Hey, F that guy. Wow. Andrew, you might want to turn off your socials.
We won yesterday, and you guys started by complaining about naps and digs. Blow it out your rear end, 774. No, we didn't.
I don't think that's what we did. I believe we opened by lauding a 14-win season and the incredible turnaround.
I mean, they did take a nap, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, that was Andy. But you know how I know they took a nap? Did
how?
I say that? No, you didn't say that. You know who said that?
Who?
The head coach, Mike Vrabel, on the Greg Hill Show this morning. He said, we took a little nap there, and then Courtney was like, nap, and then they were joking about, you know, copywriting it and getting T-shirts. The head coach is the one who said they took a nap because they took a nap, and the most positive reporter on the beat in the history of the beat, Mike Reese, was left saying they weren't playoff ready on Twitter. So don't accuse us of being the negative ones. In fact, again, we opened the show lauding them for a 14-win season, Dan Ball.
We talked about that Mike Reese tweet for a little while, though.
This guy's a loser.
We did. We got to acknowledge what's
worst
out there.
Worst fan ever.
We got to acknowledge what's out there.
Okay, all right. It may have been, you know.
He was never a Pats fan. That may be true. He may never have been a Pats fan. He may just have been sort of a
Do you still feel
Johnny
that way about the defense 24 hours later?
I have questions about the defense heading into a game with Herbert and Hampton and McConkey.
Allen and McConkey.
All of those. Yeah, I have my questions about it, but we'll get into that later in the week. By Friday, I'll have Patriots 35, Chargers 3, and I'll have talked myself into a blowout. We're
Whoa,
going to the Super Bowl,
I'll
baby.
Be taking the Chargers.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Jay up in Portland, Maine. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome questions. Great interview with him.
Thanks.
You guys are very fortunate to have him on your show every week, and I love listening to him. I know he's bland, but he's just so genuine. And when you asked him about the MVP question, he came out and said pretty much the same thing that all of his teammates have said, how he spreads the ball out, you know, how they've won games on the road. He gives credit to Vrabel. He gives credit to Josh McDaniels. Everything's changed in that regard. And I really just love the way he answered that question because it was a quiet confidence. Like, I think deep down inside, he would love to really win it. You know, I heard that in him, that one question, because usually he's very humble in all of his answers. But he sounded very confident that he did the right thing to win that Most Valuable Player award this year for his team. You know what I mean?
Thanks for the call, Jay. Yeah,
he did
I do.
Right by his team this year.
Quiet confidence, hidden confidence, buried confidence, whatever you want to say it, Drake May has it. Because for better or worse, like acting. Multiple takes? Nah, I'm usually pretty good the first time. Get a good memory.
No, he talked about his charm. People like my charm.
I've never heard him say, yeah, I stink at that, or I can't do that. The closest thing is, like, I like to keep my feet on the ground, so some of the winter sports I don't love.
Well, he also said he's got no drip or no style.
Yeah, but
did he say, Stiz? No swag, no drip, back in a while?
Swag, I believe.
Yeah.
It's almost a brag, though. Like, when you're that good and don't have swag, it's almost a brag. Peyton Manning did it. Steve Jobs did it, right? Steve Jobs wore the same outfit because I'm freaking Steve Jobs. I changed the entire world with all my technology. Why do I need to dress any different?
One less thing you got to think about.
Exactly. So I think when Drake May says I don't have swag, that's almost, I don't need to have swag. You don't need to show swag if you're as good as I am. I think there's some swag in the lack of swag, if that makes any sense.
The text line is just having a day with him.
Yeah, Andrew, they love you. They love you. I know how it is. The Twitchers love you.
Thanks for the engagement, Andrew.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937. Speaking of Andrew, let's go to Dave in Rhode Island. Has a take on Andrew's call. What's up, Dave?
How are we doing?
Super. What do you think of Andrew?
Well, I think if you look at his closet, he has a Dallas Cowboy jacket in back of a San Francisco 49ers jacket and back of a Patriots jacket. Then there's probably a Kansas City jacket in front of that, because let's just hop on any bandwagon that's, you know, winning, and we're a winner too.
Nope. Thanks for the call, Dave.
You know what kind of weather Andrew likes, Andy? Fair.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yes, Dan Ball.
I wonder how he feels about the Lakers season and the Yankees offseason too.
Yeah, the Canadiens, mm-hmm. although they're not good anymore, huge. But historically he would have been on that bandwagon.
As a longtime Celtics fan, his favorite player is Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Celtics, those down years, mm-hmm. like, oh.
I couldn't watch Marcus Smart heat check it again. That's why I had to watch a real winner who's a coach on the court like Steph Curry.
Let's go to George in Warwick. What's up, George?
Hey, thanks, guys. You know, I was just talking to family over the weekend, how blessed we are. That call from Andrew was mind-blowing because our chat centered around, other than the Packers, what fan base has had high-level professional on-the-field, off-the-field quarterbacking from Drew Bledsoe to Tom Brady, now what it looks like we have with Drake May, and in between I'll take Mac Jones' rookie season too. Only the Packers can compare as far as coming into a season with a quarterback and thinking, we have a shot here.
Thanks for the call, George. Yeah, there is a little bit of that, even though there's a small window in there. Mm-hmm. If Drake May is what we think he's trending toward being, MVP caliber, Super Bowl caliber, Hall of Fame caliber, you did have a pretty nice little handoff of that baton with a little bit of a hiccup in the middle there.
It was a slightly elongated bridge, but you can't take a little suffering to appreciate greatness?
Yeah, a little suffering. Well, no, because if you have a little suffering, you just become a Bills fan or root for Josh Allen. But that kind of backfired because Josh Allen hasn't won him anything, and I stand by what I said about a month ago. Drake May will win his first ring before Josh Allen wins his first. The Patriots will get their seventh, and Fitzy will rename the podcast 7 Rings before Josh Allen gets the first for the Bills. 617-779-7937. Your calls and more Patriots post-game with the Dolphins leading up to Chargers playoff football primetime Sunday night. Your calls and more next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
We got all we need. Yeah, let's go, Pat.
What has this season meant to me?
To me, the season means we're back.
Rebirth. Not just for the team, but for the entire spirit of New England.
This season is not just about rebuilding. It's about excelling while rebuilding.
Season's meant redemption, if anything. Here we are, playing with house money, beyond expectations.
It's our rebirth.
It's magical.
Those were some fan on the street interviews down at Gillette Stadium. Not going to lie to you, Fitzy. Good job putting those together, but there was a disappointing lack of drunkness in there. You know, a couple of those people sounded pretty sober.
Well, first, it was early in the tailgate when I was able to catch up to a lot of them. But there was not a lot. Yesterday was, as I relayed last night on the Six Rings postgame show, it is a much lighter air. It is a much more joyful place to be than it has been the past four seasons. That said, yesterday was treated like almost like a preseason game. There was definitely a little bit of a, you know what? I'm not going to get lubed or rip it up today because
until Sunday.
Oh, well, I'm going to save it for the playoffs.
Rabe's already asked for it. Did you hear him this morning?
Oh, I did. He without using Tom's famous words,
didn't say lubed up, but meant it.
Yeah, I forget what he said. Did he say crack into him or
get going early?
So
he meant alcohol.
I know. You know, the funny thing is, neither of us gets to get going early because...
Well, we get going early on Monday for the Six Rings postgame show till 2 a.m. That'll be a... Oh, damn, ball gets serious. Turn the hat around.
But yeah, no, there was not a lot of, like, mass intoxication or, like, outrageous behavior. It was more like, okay, let's just... I won't say going through the motions. They were just, you know, happy to be there.
Okay, you know what?
Watch next weekend, though. Watch out.
The lines are lit up, and I don't know if this is us doing a great job or this is Andrew eliciting responses. 617.
It's our new program director, Andrew.
779-7937. Let's go to Al in Georgia. I think this is Big Al. What's up, Al?
Good afternoon, guys, and happy Victory Monday for the 14th time.
And happy New Year to you as well.
Yes. Well, I'm fresh back. I was Christmas in New Hampshire with the family. Loved it. Back down here, but I'm one of those that predicted six wins at the beginning of the year. So I don't think it's right for me, just speaking for me, to move the goalposts now and demand a Super Bowl or something like that. That was my prediction. So yes, the kids that said house money, it's house money for me too.
So if they get blown out by the Chargers, will you be happy?
No, well, no, I'll be happy about it, but I'm not demanding. Of course, I'm predicting that we're going to go, one man's worthless prediction, we're going to play Houston in Foxborough for the AFC Championship. Because here's what's going to happen. We're going to win. The Jacksonville Jaguars are going to win. Look out. Duval is going to bounce Buffalo. So there goes Josh Allen, and your prediction, Andy, is upheld once again. And I think Houston's going to go into Pittsburgh and win. So Houston then goes to Denver and wins. We beat Jacksonville. We play Houston and Foxborough for the ticket to the Super Bowl. One man's worthless prediction.
Thanks, Al. The guy who picked the Patriots to win six games has the script for how the playoffs are going to play out. Exactly.
Are you not going to take that?
I don't
know.
Didn't everybody say they didn't want to see Houston? Now we're going to see Houston in the AFC title game.
And if Houston eliminates the Steelers, not hard. And the Broncos, okay, then that's a freight train of intensity you're probably not going to want much of a part of. But guess what? You can only play the team that's in front of you, right?
Yeah, but that feels like a little bit of a tease. Feels like we got momentum. We won two in a row. The Super Bowl is on the horizon. Oh, and then that team we didn't want to play.
Oh, no.
And that pass rush with Danelle Hunter, who, again, he gets bigger every time I see him. The dude is yoked. Him and Myles Garrett.
I was going to say, who wins the yoke off? Who wins the flex in the mirror between Myles Garrett and Danielle Hunter?
You know how guys like to put like, oh, I hit a 68-yard field goal and I got this notice in my locker that I have steroid testing tomorrow morning? I think those guys should have steroid testing every Monday morning. I'm sorry. Sooner or later, you're going to catch them with
something. How excited is America allegedly? Thank you for qualifying that. How excited is America for the Seahawks versus Texans Super Bowl?
Not excited. I've said it a lot. You have the potential to have some really fun Super Bowls, and you have the potential to have some absolute stinker Super Bowls.
What is your most fun one, then?
Patriots-Rams. That's a little bit of a bias, but Patriots-Rams.
More so than the Bills?
Yes, because Patriots.
But what about Andrew?
Patriots-Rams with Stafford winning the regular season MVP going against Drake May, and then Drake May wins the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP, and he says something snarky to close out the season like, this is the MVP I care about because it means we won the Super Bowl. My team and I are awesome. Screw you, Stafford. He might stop before he says all of that, but that's what he would mean.
Obviously, Patriots would be great. I'd watch Bills-Bears.
I mean, I'm going to watch. You could tell me it's, you know, UMass versus UConn, and I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. That's the way it works. There'll be a couple hundred million people watching. But entertainment value, the third Rams Patriots, and you talk about that idea of people getting angry that the Patriots are back. And it's like,
yes.
I got to watch another Rams Patriots Super
Son
Bowl.
Son of a blank.
That whole thing. 617-779-7937. And about 10 minutes from now, we're going to get into some of the matchups, the field on all the 14 playoff teams, what went down to get us here, how we're feeling about those. So we'll get into some of those things Al just talked about. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So a couple of interesting things, you know. Super excited, obviously, that we're in the playoffs. I had predicted team to go 12-5, and I'm so super excited that it went beyond that. It exceeded my expectations. My only thing is I worried is this, guys. Last year, the lag, we got blown out by the Chargers. And I'm a little concerned because if the Chargers come in here and then they beat us, that is going to be extremely disappointing because I think we have a better team. But, you know, obviously we have a lot of folks that are inexperienced in the playoffs. I'm not saying the Chargers have a lot of our experience, but I am a little concerned that this could be a tricky game.
All right, thanks for the call, David. Tricky game, sure. The Chargers are a talented football team.
Yes, they're not their best version of themselves, but they're still talented.
And they come from a better division. They had a better schedule than you. Don't know if you heard the Patriots had a bad schedule. Somebody should really promote that more. It hasn't gone out there enough. They have experience more than you as a team. But guess what? Comparing it to last year, like, there's no comparison. Who's the head coach? Is it Gerard Mayo anymore? Because Gerard Mayo... You know, we had a texter who snarkily said, when Marcus Jones was talking and said there was no panic early in the season, you lose to the Raiders, and Vrabel, there was no panic. One of the texters immediately said Gerard Mayo panicked every week last year. And it's a cheap shot, but I do think there was some inconsistency to Gerard Mayo last year. That was what you had. You had Gerard Mayo. You had a questionable coaching staff. You had an offensive line that stunk. Let's not forget that. The offensive line stunk, and it doesn't stink anymore. You have a much better offensive coordinator and a game plan. There's like 1,000 reasons you can list why you should feel better about Patriots-Chargers than you did 1 year ago at this time.
Oh, hell, I wouldn't. Last year, we all thought they were going to get stomped. Curb stomped, as one host infamously put it about an hour and a half ago here on the program.
To a player.
Yeah. Who was part of that
game.
Who
was part of it.
The Chargers are a very curious case, though. Because for every game, like, they opened beating the Chiefs. Now, of course, we came to learn that the Chiefs wasn't so great. But they also beat the Broncos, which a lot of teams didn't. Only three teams did all season long. But then they had games, like, where they got whipped up on by the Colts. And they got absolutely just trashed by the Jaguars as well. So, like, 1 week they were great and 1 week they weren't. So it's almost like you have to ask which Chargers are showing up Sunday night.
Yes. As I said last week on Monday and got made fun of, every team in this tournament, as Vrabel calls it, has some suck to it. They have bad losses. They have bad areas of their team.
How many suckies are showing up?
There's a lot of suckies in the postseason. In fact, we're going to talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. The playoff field is set. The drive, you're getting in your car. The drive to the Super Bowl begins next weekend, wild card weekend. We break it all down here on WEEI next. 14 suckies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.